When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We are back. Final hour has arrived, and we will head to Omaha in a couple of minutes. Florida has won today. One-run win over TCU, and we'll await the winner of Wake Forest and LSU. They play tonight. If Wake wins, it will be Florida in Wake. If LSU wins, those two will play again tomorrow. We were talking to Jim, and we simply ran out of time. So in the spirit
I didn't know you had me the 2 minutes away from fire break, Paul. But anyway, I hope this is I think it's pretty safe in what I'm going to tell you. There's one thing that – well, let me get to what I got to say first. I was saying there's many a time you've said something on the show, and I thought that – I'll give you my word – over all these years, I bet there's been 150 times at least, you will say something, and I've been thinking the very thought a minute or two before you said it on the air. I don't know if you've noticed anything about me like that, but I don't know if it's possible for you to do that because I'm the one calling in. What I'm getting at, though, that was absolutely fascinating and intriguing to hear a sapient caller. But see, you got to have material. You got to have somebody that knows what's going on. You got to have a sapient guy. I'm a sapient guy, you're a sapient guy, and Augie's a sapient guy. But see, you got to have those instruments to make anything relevant and good and not insignificant, like 99%, or not about 85% of you callers are goofies, goofballs. And we're not. And here's my point, Paul. I thought, wow, I thought the very thought when the paralegal asked you a sapient question, he's a great interview. And that's what made it interesting. Augie's saying what he said, asking you, telling you about the questions he was asking you, and you answered back, and you didn't answer. You told him, well, you know how it went with you and Augie. My point is this. When he asked you about who would be the best interviewer on what caller would be, I think with all my heart, I believe, and you nailed it. I think I would be. I thought that yesterday I was thinking of 40 different things I would be interviewing certain people you talk to, and it would be fascinating. I would go through, I'd have a lot of stuff, I promise you, that I could ask somebody and get, and probably, I know there would be a good interview. And that's all I'm saying. So the one time you've really complimented me, I think that might be the ultra compliment you've ever given me when you said that.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, because everybody has a different view of what a good interviewer is, but a great interviewer is someone who is curious and Augie is not one of those people.
I am Augie.
Well, you genuinely want to know what the other person has to say.
Well, not only that, I want to know what's going on back here when he did this. What happened
right
over here?
Yeah, you're inquisitive.
I would do all that stuff like you do. I'd do the background work to know how to make the interview really intriguing, really interesting, and significant. And that's a lot of times what you do.
I've always felt the key to a great interview, you better be prepared, because sometimes the interview, you get a lot of yes-no answers, and if you don't know what you're talking about, you're going to be in trouble. But you also have to listen, and most interviewers do not listen. They're already ready to ask their next question written down on their cue card, and they don't have any idea what the person said.
And I think I listen. When you and I talk, I listen. I listen. I mean, I've always listened. How are you going to do anything if you don't listen?
Have you ever thought, I mean, we could let you do some interviews if you'd like.
How am I going to do them from right here where I am?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't make you come up here. I mean, we could let you do it by phone if you wanted, if you want to interview somebody.
Well, let me think on that. But yeah, okay. It sounds intriguing. It really does.
Yeah. And is there someone? Let's do this first before we worry about the logistics. Who would you, is there a list of people that you would like to interview?
Trump.
Okay, well, that, well did if you we see get did you see his most recent interview?
No, I didn't. Who was it with?
Brett Baer on Fox.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something about Brett Baer. This is honest truth, honest story, Paul. He was horrible along with Megyn Kelly, 2016 election. He was doing everything he could to not get to get Trump elected. Blast him. He's a little worm. And so one day I couldn't believe it. This is a fact. I tweeted to him and said what I thought, and he came back. I didn't think he would. He came back to me. I'm just telling you, Paul, I left him in shambles. He was so embarrassed, he just ran like a little chicken that he is. But that's a fact. I can't stand, and that's why I saw that interview.
Other than Trump, and that may be possible one day, but I don't think it's going to be possible.
Tiger, I think I can do a great interview.
Tiger would be a good interview. Yeah, I agree.
I think I could do that. I really believe I can do a great interview with Tiger.
Anyone within the world that we normally swim in here.
You give me an example of what you mean.
Well, someone sports related. I mean, Tiger.
Danny Sheridan. I could do a great interview with Danny Sheridan.
You would interview Danny well. I agree with you.
Well, we had great conversations when he was on, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. Okay. You let him and I talk frequently, and I thought it was pretty good. Everybody said it was great to me.
Who was the guy that you, I mean, you, for the audience that doesn't remember, we had a regular guest. I'll keep it you in suspense for a minute to the audience. We had a big-time national guest every week, a guy that everyone knows, major figure in college football, and one day...
Yeah, well, you're talking about the guy.
One day we let Jim on with him, and the guy
CBS
hasn't been
Sports,
on the show.
Right?
He has
Is
not been on the show since.
Well, that's CBS Sports, right?
Gary Danielson.
Well, certainly. I ripped his guts out.
Jim, you finished this guy off.
I didn't realize he wouldn't come back, but he never came back.
He's never been back.
He hated you. He hated you for putting me on with
him. He was a regular weekly guest on this show. Do you know how valuable it was to have him on?
And you loved him. And he hated you after I did that.
Oh, he hasn't spoken to me since.
That's the best compliment I've ever had, right there.
We're in hotel lobbies all the time at 6 a.m, and I got a grunt from him this year somewhere. I think it was in Knoxville. Yeah, I got in the elevator. I'd worked out, and he got in and he goes,
"That
grunt.
Is satisfying to me, buddy."
I mean, I'm not even sure it was a syllable.
Have you got that interview? I mean, have you got that? You all have that.
I could ask Pat Smith to look for it. He might be able to find it.
Well, I know somebody a couple of people that I know.
Now, Jim, here's what I remember, because I don't remember. You started coming after him. I think you accused him of hating Alabama. I can't remember what it was.
Exactly. That's what started.
I've never seen a man dismembered and still live and was able. I mean, you finished this guy off.
I ripped him to shreds, Paul.
Yeah,
I just ripped him to shreds. That's exactly right.
And he hated you for letting me in. 10 minutes of joy and satisfaction, we lost one of our best guests.
Yeah, you really. Hey, everybody's been. All my people have been tickled you lost that guest. Tickled.
Yeah. So anybody who's sitting at home going, this guy can't interview somebody, I mean, you. Maybe a little aggressive, but it was still a great interview.
Well, I appreciate what you – at least you finally complimented me, and I've complimented you before many times about you are probably the best talk show host in America after Rush passed on. And, you know, we both thought about Rush. We both thought Rush was great.
Well, Jim, thank you very
much. Can I get a ditto, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, dittos to that. What else did Rush say? Yeah, mainly dittos, right?
Yeah, I can't think of it right now.
I can't repeat some of the other things he said, but dittos will suffice. Jim, thanks. We're up against a break. We have a guest waiting in Omaha. We'll talk to Chris Budden in just a second.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
So we've already had a very exciting day in Omaha after a tense night, and the day is not over yet. We head to Omaha. Chris Budden joining us from ESPN to let us know about tonight, as well as talk about what happened this afternoon. Chris, thanks for hopping on here. Florida advances, so let's talk about that game first. It was tense.
It was. They got a performance out of Jack Caglione on the mound that they needed to, and to me, that was the question mark. He's been good towards the end of the regular season. He goes into Hoover for the SEC tournament, can't get out of the second inning, and then he hadn't pitched in 2 weeks. So if you looked at the pitching matchup, I mean, all the cards were in favor of Florida. But again, like, you never know what you're going to get, and he's had some, you know, inconsistency on the mound, but he gave Sully what they needed today to get past TCU of what was a very suspenseful end of the game. And how about Michael Robertson coming in to pinch run, scores the game-winning run, makes the ridiculous catch out in center field after coming in for Tyler Shelnut in there in that position.
So Florida, which has had an amazing year, gets to play a few more days into the weekend for the championship. Who will they play is a question now. So help us get ready for tonight. Wake has a little bit of breathing room. LSU has none. They do not want to be heading home tomorrow.
Particularly in the pitching department. I mean, Wake is the best pitching team in the country. They'll throw Seth Kuenner tonight, who basically is as good as their 1-2 guys. And for LSU, you're sitting there. You got a great performance out of Nate Atkinhausen yesterday. What are you going to get today with Javon Coleman? You know, it's going to be a day where, can you give me three outs? Can you get me three more outs? And, you know, that bullpen has been taxed. Riley Cooper, who's maybe their best arm out of that bullpen, got used yesterday. We'll see if he has anything available today. It's going to be tough for LSU. You go, you know, you got to win today if you go tomorrow. And then everyone wants to know, well, then what happens tomorrow? Do you throw Paul Skeens? You got to get past today first. And it'll be an uphill battle. But again, like, there are superstars that are made out here in Omaha, and Nate Atkinhausen was one of them yesterday.
Chris, let's get deeper into the pitching situation, because it's always a problem when you play a tournament like this, but it's more of a problem when you're coming out of the elimination game side of it. What do you have to deal with if you're sitting there in the LSU dugout right now and trying to map ahead?
Yeah, I mean, you basically don't have your 1-2 pitchers and Ty Floyd, and you don't have Paul Skeens. You don't have Riley Cooper unless he's able to give you anything towards the end. You don't have Atkinhausen. Now, Atkinhausen did save them a whole bunch of arms yesterday, so he goes 6 innings. But again, like, it's going to have to be mix or match. And this is the funny thing. Like, we crown a national champion in this sport, and let's say LSU does advance, and let's say they throw Paul Skeens tomorrow. Like, you could go an entire championship series against Florida if that's how this thing plays out and never see the ace. So, you know, if you're Florida, you're sitting there being like, hey, I'd really like this thing to go an extra game, because then maybe Wake uses their, you know, Rhett Lauder, their kind of ace day one pitcher. Because the way that Florida's set up, Florida's going to be able to go 1-2-3.
And let's talk about that. If LSU does survive tonight, take us into tomorrow and what it looks like.
That's the question. I mean, do we see Paul Skeens? That would be 5-day big league rest. I'm not sure what the shortest he's ever pitched on. It's an arm that's going to be, you know, the number one, number two pick. If you're, you know, Pittsburgh, do you go ahead and take him? To me, you got to live to see another day. So I don't think Ty Floyd would be available based on the amount of rest that he's on. It would be 5 days big league rest. We've seen it happen where the ace gets thrown on Thursday, and then maybe you win that game, and then you see him in a closer role come Saturday or come Sunday, Monday. We've seen that a lot of times here in Omaha, but you got to make it to the Champ Series. And I have a feeling the Skeens would say, give me the ball.
Yeah. You don't want to waste your pitcher as you're flying home. Great stuff. Chris, thank you very much. Chris Budden joining us from Omaha. A lot of chess being played in Omaha tonight and perhaps tomorrow. Meanwhile, Florida sitting very pretty, to say the least, trying to win a title for the first time since 2017. Let's get back to the calls. And Dale joins us from Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing well.
Hey, yeah, I just want to give props to the Alabama fan that called in a little while ago, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but he was talking about how, you know, he kind of disagreed with Saban's statements in an interview. Then, you know, he said that, you know, had Alabama made the playoffs, they would have been beat by Georgia. That is the most rational Alabama fan I think I've ever heard on your show, Paul. And I just want to give him props because, you know, I mean, everybody knows, I mean, other fan bases, not named Alabama, knows Georgia is head and shoulders above every other team. You know, whether, you know, Larry or Legend or the Tri-Cook knows it or not, it's true. I mean, it is. But anyway, I just want to give him props. That was a great call, man, and I wish I could remember his name. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, I was quite frankly surprised by that. I think he was calling from Mobile. And there is always some rational calls if you listen long enough. Thank you very much for the call. Let's check out Will, who is in North Carolina. Hey, Will.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. After just hearing your Jim interview, I have an option for his first potential interview person. I think he should interview the people that's at the bottom of the ocean in the submarine, the Titanic submarine. Is there any way that we can stuff him and Daryl in a submarine and get them stuck on the bottom of the ocean?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid that situation is looking pretty grim at the moment.
It is. Yeah, in reality, that's a desperate, bad situation. But, was Chris Budden saying that Paul Skeens would not be able to pitch at all during, like, a Wake Forest game too, maybe if LSU won or not?
He said it would be a real challenge, yeah.
All right. I was surprised that Wake Forest won the first game. But, I don't know. We'll see tonight. Sparta was looking pretty on their side of the bracket, but I went to the I'm 30 minutes away from Winston-Salem. I went to the Wake Forest Regional when they beat up on Maryland, but Wake's pretty good there.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them against Alabama, and I mean, they are just they jacked them out of the park. I mean, they've got a bunch of hitters
they have hitters and pitchers. I mean, that Rhett Lowder kid is the real deal, but I've pleasantly been surprised by Wake, even though they maintained the number one spot. It's just in Wake's blood to like choke, but I'm surprised they got LSU game one, but we'll see what happens tonight, Paul.
Can't
I'll
wait.
Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's continue and talk to Noah, who is in Ohio. Hello, Noah.
Hello, Phil. Paul, my bad.
That's okay. Good afternoon.
Hey, I was asking to see your perspective on things up in the Buckeye State in Columbus, Ohio. I mean, we all know that the big question on all of our minds up there is what's the QB situation looking like, and with all these big names around them, like Marvin Harrison with all those giant weapons everywhere else. But my real question is, how is this rookie quarterback going to have to deal with this really, really tough Ohio State schedule with the likes of Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan? I mean, Michigan, like the biggest one out of them all, the biggest game in Big Ten football. I mean, how is this rookie quarterback going to have to deal with all this stuff in just a short amount of time before he gets really dumped into this?
Yeah, no, what he's going to have to do is, it's a cliche, but he's really going to have to grow up. And, you know, I think four games into the season, they're going to Notre Dame, and that will be a challenge. I mean, it's going to be a Saturday night game in South Bend, and that will be a baptism under fire, even before he gets to some of the other games, and, you know, like going to Ann Arbor. So I think other than the QB position, which is like saying other than Mrs. Lincoln, did you enjoy the play, other than the other thing that happened, Ohio State may have more talent than anybody in the country. They are literally on the same level as Alabama and Georgia, but, you know, can they get through that? And nobody knows the answer to that until you see him play.
I 100% agree, and as the most diehard Ohio State fan in Ohio, I just have to say I don't see them getting out of here undefeated, because you got so many good teams on so many levels. Like, I think we've played Notre Dame three times in three seasons, and I know we've lost at least one of those games, and we had Oregon. It's such a hard schedule for a rookie quarterback just coming in and having to feel out all these positions.
The one thing I'll add, I'm much more concerned about September than I am November. And once you get some starts under you, by the end of the season, by the time Michigan comes around, he's really no longer a first-year quarterback. He'll have valuable experience. You can still make mistakes. Bryce Young made a few mistakes last year, and he was the best player in the country. Hey, thank you for the call. We head to the break. We still have 30 minutes remaining, and we hope you will stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We are back, and let us continue with more phone calls. Frank is in Minnesota. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Paul. Happy Wednesday. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I really enjoyed your conversation with Colt Holgorsen. He just had really an amazing career, an amazing journey. You know, he played for Mumby and Leach at Iowa Wesleyan as a player.
Right.
And then he followed them to Valdosta State and Texas Tech and along the path with those guys. I'm not sure there's anyone really who's had more of a front row seat than Dana to the proliferation of the air raid over the last 20 or 30 years.
No, and he also, didn't he spend some time with Gundy as well?
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, Gundy may have been part of that. But
I wonder whether he gets as much credit as he should for
Yeah,
for
no,
what
I don't,
he's,
think, I,
really
I don't think he does get a lot of credit. He's always been a coach that's been close, but, you know, that team a couple of years ago with Houston, they were highly regarded, 10-2, 12-2, whatever it was, but he's never been able to just, you know, break the door down, which is hard to do.
Yep, for sure. But he's got quite a legacy. He's been a brilliant offensive coach for a long, long time, and he does a nice job for Houston. It'll be interesting to see how they do in the Big 12.
Yeah, I've always been impressed. I mean, he's an outlier type coach. It wouldn't be hard to have guessed that he worked for Mike Leach. And really, I don't think we gave Hal Mumme enough credit for being eccentric. I mean, Mike Leach was a pretty normal guy compared to Hal Mumme. Let's continue. Lance is in Louisiana. Hello, Lance.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing, brother?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Man, I'm telling you what, I've been trying to get on your show for a long time.
Well, wonderful.
But love your show. Love what you do. LSU baseball, all we can say is just like our last football coach, go Tigers. So it's a dynasty, and we'll just see what it can do. What do you think their chances are?
Well, I think they're good. I frankly liked LSU and Florida going in based on how they played recently. But I think, as Chris pointed out, I mean, their challenge is really tonight. I think if they can get past Wake tonight, tomorrow, they'll be far more experienced in a game like tomorrow, where Wake is feeling pressure. Wake has no pressure tonight. I mean, this is in the parlance of the College World Series, this is about as easy as it gets when you can lose the game and still have another day.
Yeah, well, I think it's still pretty tough. The SEC was very strong in there this year.
To my point, when you play in the SEC, you know, the ACC is okay, but, you know, they had Virginia was good, and obviously, Duke was pretty good. But, I mean, the SEC, I mean, just playing a Friday night game at Arkansas or Auburn or Alabama or Ole Miss or Mississippi State or Florida, Kentucky. I mean, there's an endless stream of Omaha-like settings in the middle of March, April, and May. So by the time you get out there, and this is why the SEC has been so successful, nothing bothers you. And that's really the problem for all of young players in settings like this. I mean, you're down to the final strike. As Tennessee was a week ago against Clemson, and you're used to it. It's okay. Exactly. Let's go do it. You don't freeze. You take the challenge and want to win.
Here's my deal. Put your ace back on there and let him go, because he's young.
I agree with you on that. I would not.
He is a bull. He could throw every day for. But we get into, I've heard that he could get drafted, next month and immediately go in and start playing without it. Just go there and put a jersey on.
Oh, yeah. No, he's that good. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate you calling. AC is up next.
Mr. Feinbaum, thank you so much for taking my call. How are you feeling,
sir? Thank you.
Sir?
We're doing great.
Absolutely. Well, Jim wants to interview everybody. That's nice. But how many times did he quit the show? When something doesn't go your way, Jim, you quit. I don't quit. Mr. Feinbaum, I have a question for you. Do you ever quit in your life? No, you did not. I'm going to answer for it, because you never did. Because you don't quit, man. You are the workhorse. He gave you a nickname. What did he call you? Yankee of the South? No. You're not the Yankee of the South. Your mouth of the South. This is how it goes, Jim. Mr. I quit. Dude, legend makes you quit. I make you quit. This is not going to make you quit, because he quits anyway. He doesn't even cut a good promo about Matt in San Antonio. Then he got those little squirrels coming in. I'm not talking about the caller. I'm talking about AJ. Expire. Always expire. Dustin, I don't give a damn about you fat Americans. Only people I care about is myself and Mr. Feinbaum. So, Jim, can you please call in and let us know how many times quit in your life? Probably more than 10. And Daryl is doing a great job, but the problem is, Daryl, sooner or later, dynasty always goes away. So what are you going to do? What will be your excuse? Because you fat Americans, you guys always make excuses. Mr. Feinbaum, I love you. Randy, what's shaking, homie? Holla.
Justin is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, my guy? How you feeling today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Man, last time we talked about the Call Paul remix.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. What I wanted to talk to you today about, just real fast, is two things. First of all, I tried to call in Monday, but I couldn't get in because all of those Alabama fans calling in, crying, complaining about what Nick Saban said. Look here. If there is one fan base that has been cocky and condescending all this time, it has been Alabama. And the way that they talk to other programs, it's either you win or you lose. There ain't no halfways. There ain't no moral victories. And all of this coming out their mouth with that, they need to calm down a little bit. Because had the shoe been on the other foot, they would not be talking like this. So I just can't. They need to chill out. And secondly, I want to put this SEC players on notice. There's three players from Arkansas that's going to be coming out this year on defense, and you need to be worried about them. That's Landon Jackson, the 6'7 edge. That's Chris Paul Jr., the freshman All-American, freshman All-SEC, and Dwight McGluthern, the cornerback with four interceptions last year. Be on the watch. Be on the lookout. That defense is going to be good this year. And the rest of the SEC, y'all better be watching, because when they come out there and play it like that.
Hey, Justin, but you say that. I've heard Arkansas fans talk, but you still can't beat Alabama.
Hey, that's what they want to say. That's all they can say. Right now, they got a lot of questions.
Forget the fans. I'm saying, how many times have we watched that movie?
Plenty.
I mean, why do you think – what makes you think you're going to beat Alabama?
I mean, I have a high great feeling about what KJ Jefferson is going to be able to do under Dan Enos this year. And with him and Rocket coming back together, they are going to be one of the better quarterback running back duos in the SEC. They have a solid offense. They're going to be able to score on anybody. If you remember the Alabama game last year when they played, when Bryce Young went out, Arkansas, granted, KJ was out there able to score on them. They ended up losing.
Interesting for a couple of minutes, and then it became very predictable. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul, Crime Bomb. And hey, man, hey, what's wrong with these folks in Arkansas, Paul? I mean, they call and act like they, you know, I can at least see Georgia fans calling in and talking trash, but I mean, this dude Justin calling in, nobody cares about those three no-name players he just named, Paul, and Jefferson. They had him last year. You know what that got him? A butt-whooping. That's what it got him. A few butt-whoopings. I mean, so they're not all that. So, you know, it's kind of cute, though, listening to this little kitty cat try to growl like a tiger or something. Other. That's kind of cute, Paul. But that ain't the main reason I called in. I called in because I know you've noticed it, but you know, back in January, we was 8 months away from college football. Now we're just 2.5 months away from the first kickoff game. So, I mean, and it just seems like the fans now, they're starting to get in. I mean, LSU fans, they believe they've got what it takes. Tennessee fans do. Georgia does. Alabama does. And it seems like the closer we get to that opening weekend, it's just starting to get rumbling off. I mean, everybody's getting their, you know, get the feel of football back. So the next couple of months, they're going to take their vacations, you know, go swimming, do yard work, whatever they got to do. And, hey, I can't wait to get this season up and started, Paul, because right now we've got multiple good teams in the SEC, multiple good teams. I like even listening to Dummy Darrell. I mean, he's got the right to talk trash, Paul, because Georgia's won it back-to-back 2 years ago. I mean, so, you know, he's got the right to talk trash. As much as I don't like him, I was actually hated he called in. I was kind of hoping he was in jail or something. But, you know, he's not, so he's able to call in. And, you know, everybody, you know, Larry, he's the same. And Matt in San Antonio, he stays in football mode 12 months out of the year. I mean, it's just totally, you know, Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M football, 12 months out of the year. But, you know, I'm starting to feel it now. You may can tell it in the tone of my voice, but as close as we get to football right now, I'm getting excited about this.
And Handsome Joe, before you go, let's get a prediction for the season. How's Alabama going to do?
we're going to go 15-0 and win the national championship. So, you know, that's my prediction. You know, I feel it. I know we've got a good team. And, you know, they can say Saban's at the end of his rope. He's still recruiting the highest level as anybody out there. And as long as you get the good players in, I mean, like Kelly down in Baton Rouge.
You had the two best players in the country last year.
Right. But, I mean, we lost two games, you know. We still won, you know, double digits. I mean, it's not a down year. We finished 5 in the country. You know, we've had worse years than that. So, you know, we don't win it every year, but at least, you know, as long as you make a prediction, you're going to be right part of the time anyway. So, you know.
Okay, we got the schedule up, Handsome Joe. I'm going to give you 2 or 3 games, and I want your opinion on, okay?
You got it.
September 9th against Texas.
Oh, that's a win, Paul. It ain't even going to be close, Paul. And we're going to have our band in the stands this time.
Okay.
So,
October 7th, a return visit to Kyle Field where you lost last time.
Well, that was just a practice game, Paul. What we're going to mean it this time. I mean, it's different.
Barely beat those guys last year. Took a final play stand to beat A&M.
Well, I mean, we just gave the fans money's worth.
Okay. 2 more games. Tennessee at home, rematch of last year.
It's going to be Alabama's going to win that game easily. They're going to win that game easily.
LSU,
it ain't gonna be
November 4th.
That's automatic butt whooping coming there, Paul. We're going to beat them by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
At Kentucky.
Oh, come on, Paul. Kentucky, that game's going to be closer because, you know, that's one you just automatically think you're going to win. Kentucky
at Jordan-Hare Stadium where it took 4 overtimes last time down there.
60-0, Alabama. We're going to bowl.
And my final game in Atlanta, SEC championship game against the Dogs.
I'm going to go Alabama 45. Georgia 3.
We will be right back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.